Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. So much to get into in the sports world today, from the college football action that we saw on Saturday, upsets and debacles. You name it, we got to see it all on the field on Saturday. And then, wow, what about those Houston Astros? They go down 2-0. In their backyard, come to Washington, and now the thing is knotted up at 2-2. We've got ourselves a series once again, people, and wow, don't look now, but the NBA is in full throttle, and the Phoenix Suns are beating teams like the Los Angeles Clippers. Are you kidding me? And then taking Denver the night before without guys in the lineup. It's actually relatively impressive early on in the season. Gotta welcome in my tag team partner in crime for this morning, none other than the Snowman, Brian Snowman. Snow, how you doing this morning, man? What's going on?
I'm doing great, man. It's a loaded sports weekend indeed. And how about those Phoenix Suns taking down the Clippers and Denver? No one's talking about them until now.
It's pretty crazy, man. It's wild stuff. We're going to break it all down for you. On the other side, we're going to get into some college football. We'll talk about that about 8:25 or so. We're going to hook up with Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player. Obviously, we're going to talk to him about the postseason in the 2-2 World Series. It's pretty unbelievable. So keep it close, everybody. We're just getting loose. Brian Snow, the Snowman, and the Dorfman in the morning here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Well, luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors, so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top all of it off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. So whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting SMART to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting SMART to 84888. That's S-M-A-R-T to 84888.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me today is none other than Brian Snow. You can catch him on Arena Sportsnet, obviously, during the week. And then right now he's hanging out with the Dorf Man on the weekend, the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us in a couple of different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Snowman, you got so many different handles. Throw them out there, would you?
The one that I use the most is the one for my new podcast, Snowman Unfiltered. They can catch me there, S-N-W-M-N Unfiltered. That's S-N-W-M-N Unfiltered.
All right, brother, let's get into some college football. And, I mean, I kind of want to start in one direction because I saw all those posts that you were having on Facebook about Jim Harbaugh and how much you hate the guy and you want Notre Dame to take care of business. But, holy cow, man, this went completely the other way, 45-14, Michigan all over Notre Dame, my friend.
Well, Jim Harbaugh's season and job is saved for now. But after thinking about it, he's not going to go anywhere. They wanted him back. They are basically giving him a lifetime contract. And I was dead wrong about Notre Dame. I thought they would go into Michigan Stadium under the lights, take care of business. But unfortunately, this is a repeat of 2011 when Notre Dame went into Michigan and they had a lead, but they couldn't hold it. This time they couldn't even get on the scoreboard. I was wrong about Notre Dame, and I was wrong about Jim Harbaugh. The big test for Jim Harbaugh, you know where it's going to be. It's going to be Ohio State.
I agree with you, man. And obviously, Michigan will hopefully gear up to get themselves to play Ohio State in that Big Ten championship game. And let's kind of just keep rolling through. I just kind of wanted to dig at you a little bit on that one. Penn State was relatively impressive against Michigan State. So it was good to see that because, you know what, Ohio State is definitely the class of the Big Ten. The way that they routed Wisconsin, again, man, I hate to keep going at you, but a couple of weeks ago you're talking about Wisconsin, you know, being kind of a little bit of a letdown. And ultimately, man, I'm just telling you, they don't get the same kind of talent that a Clemson gets and Alabama gets. So the fact of the matter that Wisconsin has themselves in the mix to a certain degree, you got to give them credit for that. But ultimately, man, Ohio State, Penn State seem to me, and now Michigan making a rebound here toward the end of the season. Obviously, they started off abysmally, but Ohio State, Penn State, and now maybe Michigan might be the class of the Big Ten. Is that correct in your opinion?
You're right.
Snowman?
You're right. Michigan's trying to get back into the class of the Big Ten, but so far it is Penn State and it is Ohio State. After Wisconsin lost to Illinois last weekend, I posted an article saying you can count Wisconsin out. Since the college football playoff has been formed in 2014, Wisconsin always, and the title of my article was Always Surprised Me. They've been close, but they've never gotten in. They've been to Big Ten championship games, but they never crossed the threshold. And speaking of Illinois, two straight wins for the Fighting Illini. They beat Purdue yesterday 24-6, and this may start a renaissance for the University of Illinois. And as unfortunate as it is, and I have to say this, my other Illinois team, the Northwestern Wildcats, are going through a very abysmal season after winning the Big Ten West last year. But I'm not worried about neither Illinois nor Northwestern. I know Northwestern will bounce back. Illinois is going to start a renaissance. I just have that feeling. But the class of the Big Ten right now is Penn State and Ohio State. And don't be surprised if those two, unless Michigan pulls a monumental upset, don't be surprised if it's Penn State and Ohio State for the Big Ten title.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. And you know what? Hey, kudos to Lovie Smith, man. You know, he's got that program, at least the last couple of weeks, going in the right direction. And you know what? A little belief goes a long way. So we'll see what happens for the Fighting Illini the rest of the season. Let's keep it rolling. Oklahoma goes down to Kansas State, man. And you know what? There was an interesting play, obviously, at the end of the game. But if you see it on replay, it was pretty clear that the kid touched it a little bit early. Obviously, Lincoln Riley pretty upset about the decision. But you got to give credit to K-State, man. They played a hell of a football game, didn't they?
Kansas State fought the entire time. And on early games, Kansas State has always, always been a tough team. You welcome Jalen Hurts, excuse me, and Oklahoma. They get out early, 17-7, but the Wildcats stay true to the tradition that was built by one Bill Snyder, whom the stadium's named after. They come back and they get Oklahoma. And now the question is, where does this leave OU in terms of not only the top 10 rankings, but the big rankings that come out, and that's the college football playoff.
Yeah, I think they're going to be on the outside looking in, obviously, right now, but they still have a chance to get themselves back in the mix, which is kind of the beauty of this whole thing. And speaking of in the mix, what are your thoughts on Oregon, who squeaked by Washington State on Saturday night in the Pac-12 After Dark, man? I'm telling you what, if you want to see some crazy stuff, watch the Pac-12 After Dark. But Oregon sneaks by 37-35 over Washington State. What are your thoughts on Oregon?
You know what? I'm going to do my top four on my morning show on Wednesday, and I just wrote down who I thought should be in the top four. But you want to talk about someone knocking on the door? Quack, quack. That's the Oregon Ducks. Justin Herbert has led his team back from an early bouncy start, and they're now starting to look like the class of the Pac-12.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And then obviously Utah is pretty tough too. They obviously manhandled Cal 35-0, which isn't a surprise. You know, Cal is really banged up at this point. So what about TCU taking care of Texas? What'd you think of that one?
Texas is done. I hate to say this. I really hate to say it, but the hype and the hoopla from Sam Ehlinger, I beg your pardon, very well deserved. Very well deserved. But then TCU has this propensity, and you've watched college football as long as I. TCU has this propensity to sneak up on the big teams and get them. They got Texas. And Texas, their life in the CFP is in trouble.
Yeah, LSU obviously hung on to beat Auburn, who made a late flurry in that game. Clemson took care of their business. Alabama takes care of their business. The one team that we didn't talk about in the Big Ten, my friend, and it means a lot to me because it's my alma mater, which is the University of Minnesota, who is now 8-0 to start the season off. The first time that's happened since 1960, my friend. And you know what happened in 1960? The Golden Gophers were the national champions. So this is kind of cool to see. PJ having a lot of success with the Minnesota Golden Gophers right now, and they have things rolling, man. They're 8-0. I can't believe it, bro.
I can't believe it either. And I've been in that atmosphere. I used to live in Minnesota, and I know they are really bouncing off the walls right now. Minnesota is in charge of the Big Ten West. Okay, I mistakenly said Ohio State and Penn State for the Big Ten title. It would be Ohio State and Minnesota. And Minnesota has a great offense. They've proven it all year long. There ain't no, as you said, after this weekend, drubbing Maryland 52-10. No one talked about Minnesota, myself included in that mistakes. And here they are sitting on top of the Big Ten West.
Look, man, I didn't talk about them either because every year I was there, we were no good, and it's kind of fun to see this happen. And, you know, it's like I say about a lot of things, man. Everybody deserves to see, like, their team win a championship. I think every university that is in D1, they deserve to see their team do something pretty special, whether it's football, basketball, baseball. It's just something about it, man. Everybody deserves that throughout their lifetime. But, yeah, Minnesota obviously impressing me a little bit. I do hear the music. I guess that means we're going to have to take a little pause for the cause. On the other side, Snowman, this is kind of a true treat for you. We're going to talk to my good buddy, Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman, if you didn't know. The guy was obviously an all-star, four-time Gold Glove winner, two-time Silver Slugger Award winner. So Brett Boone, definitely a good guy to talk to about the World Series, especially since his dad is with the Washington Nationals. So keep it close, everybody. Brett Boone coming up on the other side. He's Brian Snow. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Snap, play action to throw. A lot of time. Down the middle, wide open. Breland's got it. Breland's going to race it. 15, 10. Haul it into the end zone and call it six. Jacob Breland, wide
this
open.
This is Dorf on Sports.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com.
If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me today is Brian Snow from Arena Sportsnet, Mike Wilson on assignment. He was at UCLA, Arizona State, so I feel bad for him, actually, because UCLA just destroyed Arizona State last night, but it is what it is. Welcome back in, everybody. Like I said, it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Now joining us is none other than Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career. Boone was a three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glove winner, and a two-time Silver Slugger Award winner. Good morning, Brett. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Andy. What's happening?
Well, look, man, I feel like we were both feeling a lot better about 2 or 3 days ago when the Nationals were up 2-0, winning the first two in Houston, and now all of a sudden it's knotted up at 2-2, and we got the swing game coming up later today. Game 5, Scherzer and Cole going at it once again. Wow, man, I don't know, but what are your thoughts right now as this thing is now a series?
I didn't expect this after the start. But I'll tell you, that Houston team is really good. I still think, and I've said from the beginning, Houston is the best team in Major League Baseball. They just are. They don't have a weakness. You know, all four categories, starting pitching, relieving relievers, their defense or offense, they don't have a weakness. And every other team in this postseason has had a weakness. The Nationals' weakness is pretty obvious. It's their bullpen. You know, if you put Hudson and Doolittle aside, everything had to go perfect for the Nationals to get to where they are now. On the flip side, being 2-2, you got to go up against Gerrit Cole, but in game one, the Nationals found a way to beat him, and something nobody's been able to do the last 3 months. Scherzer tonight at home, he's on his 4 days rest. He's coming off a good out. I think he looked to early in the game. I think if Scherzer gets through that first inning, that first inning and a half, he seems to slow down. That's been kind of his Achilles. I think Washington's going to win tonight. I like how Washington set up the next three games because I like, you know, although Sanchez had a rough game three start, he's been pretty good down the stretch, actually really good down the stretch. And Houston really has nobody to counter him in a three-game series. It's a three-game series right now. So it's Scherzer, yep. Strasburg, Sanchez, and for them it's Cole, Verlander, who's been, you know, they've been able to get to lately, and they don't really have a third starter. So I still think it's an advantage Washington right now. The scary thing is the bats for Houston are starting to wake up, and the big boys are coming to play. So it should be an awesome three games. But, yeah, I didn't expect it to be 2-2. You know, 3-1 maybe, but I don't know. That's what, you know, I think it's great from a fan's perspective, where, of course, you know, I'm cheering for Dad and the Nationals, but from a fan perspective, it's starting to get exciting.
Go ahead, Snowman. Jump in.
You mentioned, Brett, and good morning to you. You mentioned that the Nationals have the advantage with the starting pitching, which they do. They have one more starter than Houston does. But how about the way Houston has handled bullpen games? They've had two of them so far. Game 6, the clincher against the Yankees, and last night, two bullpen games, two wins. You mentioned that as an advantage. How has that type of setup helped Houston in those two games?
Well, I think Houston just has, you know, and when they were in the, you know, when we were breaking down and last week with the Yankees in Houston, you know, the Yankees' strength, and they fed off it all year, was their power bullpen. I'm all for the bullpen and the matchups and all that, but I think sometimes there's going to be somewhere where it falters. I think, man, last night, the kid that pitched for Houston, what a great job he did. And he ended up getting 5 innings out of him. I just think when you have a bullpen game, there's always the unknown. You know, it's like, and I hate to say it because I have a ton of respect for these guys in the bullpen, but they're in the bullpen for a reason. Because they're not good enough to be a Scherzer, a Strasburg, a Verlander, a Cole. They're in the bullpen for a reason. And I don't know, sometimes it works out doing the matchups all throughout the game. And it has thus far in the World Series for Houston. But for me, old school baseball, I'd rather have my bona fide proven starter sitting there, and I'll take my chances with that. That being said, you know, Houston, they've kind of been in a lull. You know, they haven't been clicking offensively other than, you know, Altuve. And but these guys are starting to have really good at-bats. That lineup's really tough up and down. The front guys are Altuve, Bregman. But you've got Brantley, Gurriel that'll give you a great at-bat. And Correa and Springer are just dangerous. And this the catcher for Houston has two huge home runs.
Chirinos.
So I don't know. Like I said, from a fan, anything's going to happen. I mean, this is my analysis. You know, this is my opinion. But what do I know? You know, I could be sitting here tomorrow going, Nationals are in big trouble, boys. You know, I try to break it down and think I know. But I've been in too many games where I thought I knew, and I've been on the sidelines of too many games where I thought I knew, and I'm dead wrong. So that's what makes baseball baseball. It's great. We can sit here and debate back and forth, break it down as much as we want. But when the guys go out and play, you never know what's going to happen sometimes.
That is true. That's the voice of Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career, three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glove winner, two-time Silver Slugger Award winner. I'm kind of curious what you're...
Andy. No, man.
I'm right here. Right. I apologize. This with Cole getting the start tonight in Game 5, should the Astros win, do we see Verlander in Game 6 to close it out?
I would think so. I mean, I think there has to be some sort of urgency. I'm always from the I don't know. Or you're saying could we wait till Game 7 and have him there in case? I think if you get the advantage and you go...
Yeah. Is it going to depend on if Houston wins tonight, when and where we see Verlander?
I think so, but I also thought, you know, I was talking to just some friends of mine. I had no, you know, inside information. And then I thought, man, Cole's probably going to come back on 3 days rest. But then A.J. Hinch came out and said, Cole's going to be sitting next to me, win, lose, or draw in Game 3. And I thought that to be a little – that's curious to me, sitting there as a manager with – I've got this gun, probably the best pitcher in Major League Baseball right now, sitting there. And if you go down three, you're not going to pitch him. That seemed a little odd to me. I don't know. He ended up winning the game, so he didn't have to make that decision. I think that's something that he's probably not thinking about right now. He's trying to get through tonight. If he gets a win, he'll probably talk to Verlander, get some input from him, see how he feels. But whoever wins tonight has one game cushion and a little bit to play with because it's not a lose and go home. So I think that's a decision that's probably going on internally with the Astros and as far as how they're going to set that up. It's like the other night they went to the dugout and talked to Martinez and they said, is Scherzer in the bullpen tonight? And it was probably the third inning. He said, let's see how the game shapes up. Because I know how that goes on.
Yeah.
You know, you're in the dugout, your big boy's there, and push comes to shove. Scherzer goes up to Martinez and said, hey, Skip, I'm good. I can give you an inning and a half. I'll tell you what, if the game's on the line, he's going to go to the bullpen. I mean, that's just the way things happen, especially in the World Series where there is no tomorrow. So I think those are not sometimes 24-hour decisions. You know, those are decisions that are made right now in the third inning in the dugout. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Again, that is the voice of Brett Boone, Major League Baseball player, hanging out with us. Three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glove winner, two-time Silver Slugger Award winner. Brett, let me ask you this in closing, and really appreciate you taking time out with us, obviously, on a Sunday. Are you in Washington, by the way, or yes or no?
No, I'm in. I'm with my son back at in college. He's at Princeton, so I'm in Jersey.
Okay,
getting ready to go out in the rain, have some lunch, and then I'm jumping on a plane headed to Atlanta. for a little golf tournament, and I'll catch the game tonight.
That's good, man. Well, let me ask you. So, three games left, potentially. What winds up happening? Do the Nationals win this thing, or does Houston repeat?
Nationals win it.
Nationals
win
it.
That's my feeling. That's my feeling.
Well, try when to, I
don't
pick,
quote
when
me
I,
on it
when I did my
win.
Pick.
Go ahead, Snowman.
I apologize. I truly apologize. When
ahead,
I
man.
Did my pick on my show to start the World Series, I said the Astros will take it and it goes the distance. I'm going to stick with it. I say it goes the distance. The Astros win it at home.
All right.
Snowman,
well, hey,
I don't think that's a bad prediction either.
But a better prediction would be that the Nationals get it done in Game 7 at Houston. I think that would be the ultimate way to end the World Series this year. But we'll see what happens. Hey, Brett, have a great day, my friend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right, Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, hanging out with us, three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glove winner, two-time Silver Slugger Award winner. Snowman, when we come back, we're going to talk some NBA hoops, my friend, because the NBA is here, people. Keep it close. Brian Snow, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Yeah, you thought he might get benched because he passed Trey Turner.
And a ball well hit to left. It's going and going. See you later. Soto, number 14, 1-0 Nats.
I'll tell you, they were 5 outs away in the 8th inning, leading by 3 as Boone hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series. Boone, a hero in Game 7.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
That lob. Under a minute now remaining here in the first. The defense by the rookie Evans on McConnell, and Joel Embiid solving all the problems with that three. Joel Embiid must have been that swim in the ocean. Change to go in the first half. McConnell working over the rookie Evans, and Embiid got it done. Embiid throwing it down.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, people. Hanging out with Brian Snow today from Arena Sportsnet. I am Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Snowman, throw that handle out there again, my friend.
SNWMN Unfiltered. That's at SNWMN Unfiltered. That's where you can find me and also find my new podcast, Snowman Unfiltered.
All right. We just got done hanging out with Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player. That's the kind of stuff we bring to you here on Dorf on Sports. And speaking of that, in hour number two, I'm just going to tease it right now. We talk all NFL during hour number two. And joining us in hour number two today, another special guest, Dale Hellestray, former three-time Super Bowl champion with the Dallas Cowboys. So stick around for that. That'll be definitely insightful. I love talking with Dale. But we do need to get into some NBA hoops, my friend. You and I love watching the round ball. I know that. So some unbelievable stuff happening early in the season. I mean, the Milwaukee Bucks had a great game with Miami on Saturday in the afternoon. They take a last-second shot from Chris Middleton. It gets blocked. Giannis somehow, by the graces of God, finds that ball, puts it in the net, and then we're going into overtime. I'm thinking, wow, they got lucky to find themselves up 21 at one point, and then down in this basketball game somehow. I don't even know how that happened, but it did. And then they were given a gift of getting themselves the tie as the time expires. I'm thinking that they're going to go back and obviously finish this thing out. They don't. Miami walks away with the victory, 131-126. But, hey, it didn't stop there, my friend, because as we talked about a little earlier in the program, the Phoenix Suns are playing inspired basketball. No Ricky Rubio right now, as he got injured game two of the season in Denver. And then obviously the bad news about DeAndre Ayton. He's going to be out 25 years unless they get that suspension. Or I'm sorry, 25 games, not 25 years. 25 games
unless they get that. Yeah.
Unless they get that suspension knocked down a little bit. But then they go out and they take care of the Los Angeles Clippers, who a lot of people are thinking that they could win the NBA championship this year. And I'll tell you what, the Phoenix Suns have come out early in the season to play well. But my thought is early in the season, don't get caught speeding. Guys should have a lot of energy right now. So the effort is absolutely going to be there early in the season. And I think that that's what you're seeing from the Suns, from the Miami Heat, and a lot of these teams that are playing inspired right now.
They are indeed playing inspired. And a team that also is playing inspired, even though they have a losing record right now, it's the Chicago Bulls. They get a win over Charlotte, 110-102, after being down 15. They lose to the world champion in the Toronto Raptors, but Toronto's the champs. But the Suns, the Bulls, teams like that that seem downtrodden, when the second half of the season gets here, I'm going to go ahead and call it, they're going to pick it up. And I really suspect the Suns and the Bulls. I know I'm getting ahead of myself. I suspect the Suns and the Bulls will be competing for a playoff spot.
Wow. See, I didn't think that at all. I'll be honest with you. And I'm a little bitter about what's been going on in Phoenix for the past 10 years or so. But I got to tell you,
understood.
Monty Williams, James Jones, they've put together an interesting roster here, my friend. And you know what? They got some guys that are playing with some chips on their shoulder. We know about D-Book, how good he can be on offense. I really like Kelly Oubre Jr. That kid is just energy bug, man. Super energy bug. Frank the Tank Kaminsky playing really well. well. Aaron Baines playing really well. I honestly, he's got these guys inspired. And early in the season, again, you have to have effort. You have to have this excitement. And then Carter, man, that guy's only supposed to be a defensive player, but he was draining three-pointers left and right. And let's face it, I think when teams come to see the Phoenix Suns right now, they're thinking this is a walkover because of what it's been the past 5 to 10 years. But I'll tell you what, they've got a different mentality this year, at least early out of the gate, and rightfully so. They should. New coach, new regime. It's time to kind of step up and show your true colors.
And they are showing their true colors. And you mentioned some of the pieces with Baines and Kaminsky and the way they're playing right now. They're playing absolutely dynamite. Who would have expected them to beat the Clippers last night? And they did, 130 to 122. First of all, Phoenix putting up 130 points. Second of all, allowing the best player in Kawhi Leonard, they allowed him to get started, but that defense locked everything down last night.
Yeah, they had Patrick Beverley pretty upset, and they were handling Lou Williams. And I don't think the formula is to play Lou Williams as many minutes as they have early in the season. I mean, right. This is a guy that comes off the bench. And I know they're not at full strength, but they still got a lot of players, man. I really like the additions of Harkless. That guy can really play, and he's showing out a little bit more than he did in Portland with these guys so far. So I think the Clippers are going to be there at the end, man. I really do. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Houston? Do you think that dynamic works? I like it personally, but I do think it's going to be an adjustment period.
It's going to be a long adjustment period. It's going to be a very long adjustment period because you're talking about two ball-dominant figures in James Harden and Russell Westbrook. And I saw something in their first game when they were playing your beloved Milwaukee Bucks. It goes like this. You take the shot. You take the shot. Will somebody take the shot? That may happen more often than not.
No, I'm with you. But here's my thought on Russ. I mean, the guy is so – he has so much energy, right? And he's always leading the break. Mm-hmm. If I'm playing with Russ, all I do is run up and down the floor. The guy is going to find mm-hmm. me. He's going to make the right decision. And what's different for him here versus what he had in Oklahoma City Thunder the last few seasons, he's got guys that can knock shots down. So him averaging a triple-double this season should actually – it's like a formality to me this year, Snowman, because he's got guys that can knock down shots.
Yeah, he does. He's got guys that can knock down shots. Again, I go back to the adjustment period that has to be made. Someone has to, aside of Harden and Westbrook, have the nerve to take the final shot, because it can work as long as you don't lean on Westbrook and Harden for the bulk of the season. They're going to want the ball anyway. Other players on that Rockets team have to be ready and be able to step up.
Yeah, and a guy that I really like, obviously, would be Eric Gordon. And right now, he's just not giving it to him. I mean, he did play 36 minutes. He only had 13 points. He shoots 5 of 13 from the field. James Harden, obviously, he's going to put in work. We know that Westbrook's going to put in the work. P.J. Mm-hmm. Tucker's got to play pretty well. Chandler, I've been actually a little impressed with what Tyson Chandler's brought to them early in the season, but they've got some new guys too, man. And I just think it's going to take some time for all these pieces to mesh together. What are your thoughts on Kemba Walker in Boston, man? Kemba Walker with Tatum and Jaylen Brown, that's a pretty nice trio, isn't it?
That's the point guard they needed. I mean, nothing against Kyrie, but Kyrie wasn't going to get them to that next level. Kemba Walker and the Boston Celtics are that team that could sneak up on everybody, because of the majority are picking Philadelphia. Some, like me, are picking Toronto still. But if there's a team that can sneak up and take that top seed in the East, it's Boston. And Kemba Walker's going to be the reason.
Yeah, and I think, you know, look, the Sixers are really good. We know that. I think the question is can Embiid stay on the floor? You know, I mean, ultimately, that's mm-hmm. been something that's plagued him throughout his career early. Can he stay on the floor? What are your thoughts on the Atlanta Hawks, man? I think that they're another intriguing, interesting team. Trae Young will lead the way for those guys all season long. And you know what? I'd like to see that kid playing in the All-Star game this year. But Atlanta, are they an interesting team to you as well?
They're interesting. They are indeed interesting. The The question for me with Atlanta is going to be their health, because they have been rocked by injuries the last few years and inept play also. But if they stay together and they stay healthy, they're going to make some noise.
I agree. No, I think Atlanta is another young, up-and-coming team that you got to kind of look out for a little bit. How about the Indiana Pacers? Absolutely. Did they take a little bit of a step back this year? I mean, last year, they obviously played pretty well. They've gotten out of the gates really slow. They lose to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Pacers are struggling early out of the gates.
They are struggling out of the gate, but they're not healthy either. I expect Indiana to be competing at the end of the season, but they've got some new pieces that they have to work into the lineup as well.
What about Markelle Fultz? Are you thinking that this guy can rejuvenate his career in Orlando?
I've said this about Markelle Fultz, and I'll continue to say it about Markelle Fultz. He needs a jump shot. He can penetrate and get to the hole with the best of them. Yes, he can. I've seen him do it. But for him to be complete and turn that Orlando Magic franchise around, even though they got the playoff appearance from last year, he's got to hit some shots. He's got to hit some shots.
You know, it's kind of interesting when you look at the Western Conference right now. You've got teams like Minnesota, Dallas, who are leading the way with the Denver Nuggets right now. Minnesota, man, Karl-Anthony Towns has been a beast out of the gates, man. I'm telling you what, you might want to think about throwing his name in the race for MVP if he continues to put up the kind of numbers that he is. But another guy that could potentially be the MVP is Luka Doncic. The dude is just special. I'm sorry, but I watched that kid play, Snowman, and he sees the floor incredibly well. He's strong. He can get to the basket. He makes the right decision. What are your thoughts on Minnesota? Can they keep this up? And what about Dallas? Are these two teams maybe looking at a playoff spot too?
Doncic is the future for the Dallas Mavericks. And you mentioned the key to Luka, his court vision. He's got dynamite court vision, and he uses it very, very well. Karl-Anthony Towns can be an MVP candidate. He can put up the numbers all year long. Staying healthy is going to be the key. I've mentioned it a few times. But the best part about the way this season has started for Minnesota and Dallas, yes, I believe they are in contention. And I believe throughout the year they'll stay in contention.
It's interesting, man. I mean, the NBA, I think, is pretty cool this year because it's not really about the big threes and the big fours. And you know what? Who we didn't even mention at all? We didn't mention the Golden State Warriors, who are at the cellar right now. And you know what? I think it's going to be a long year for them, Snowman. I really do. I think we're going to find out how good of a coach Steve Kerr is, and we're really going to find out how good of a player Steph Curry is.
Don't be surprised if they're in the mix at the end of the year. They are dealing with a ton of injuries right now, including to their number two player in Klay Thompson. They're going to miss him. Absolutely, they're going to miss him. But this is when I think the coaching prowess of Steve Kerr will come into play in working D'Angelo Russell into the lineup. How are they going to get him started? I don't think it'll be that long of a year for the Golden State Warriors. You know, I've heard some analysts say, you know, they're not going to make the playoffs. I call a mulligan on that. I believe Golden State will be there at the end of the season.
Look, I think they make the playoffs for sure. I mean, that they have too much pride not to. And, you know, Draymond and Steph will find ways to win games. And I think D'Angelo Russell will figure it out, too. They got too much talent not to figure it out to a certain degree. But I don't know about them winning championships anymore, at least for the near future. I know we got to take a pause for the cause. We're going to come back and wrap up hour number one. And like I said, hour number two, all about the NFL. We're going to talk NFL nonstop. So keep it close, everybody. He's the Snowman, Brian Snow. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time this hour of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me today, none other than my good buddy Brian Snow from Arena Sportsnet. You can obviously check out the Snowman in the Morning. You can get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Look, a couple minutes here before we get out of this hour, and obviously we're going to be talking all NFL hour number two, Snowman. We got Drew Brees coming back to play for the New Orleans Saints, but Alvin Kamara still out for those guys. And I think that that's more of a precautionary thing. They do have the bye week coming up, and obviously they're playing the Arizona Cardinals, and they may not be taking them all that seriously, but they do have Kyler Murray, who's been on a 3-game win streak with Cliff Kingsbury. So, pretty interesting day as we are now in week 8 of the NFL, man. Can you believe it?
8 weeks gone that fast. I can't believe it.
It's crazy. I mean, we're in week 8. We are halfway through the grind of the NFL season, and a lot of things obviously still to be determined. We'll get into a lot of this stuff on the other side, but just some early thoughts from you. Who have you been surprised with, and who have you been a little disappointed with?
I'll give you my surprise, and it's my beloved team, the San Francisco 49ers. That defense has been dynamite. The offense is going to figure it out. They're going to get it together. The team I've been disappointed with? I got a couple in mind, but I would have to say the Chicago Bears, coming off of a division championship. Their offense has been putrid, to say the least, and Trubisky and company have not figured it out yet, and that's disappointing to me. And he had a great year last year.
No, and I'm going to throw another team in the mix there, the Los Angeles Chargers, man. This is a team that was really, really good last season, and I think the Melvin Gordon issue to start out the season has obviously gotten them off on a bad foot. But you know what? Still a little time to turn things around, so we'll see if they can do it starting in Week 8. But hour number one is in the books, people. Hour number two coming up in just a few. He's Brian Snow. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Last night, the United States brought the world's number one terrorist leader to justice. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
President Trump confirming the death of the Islamic State leader in Syria.
U.S. Special Operations Forces executed a dangerous and daring nighttime raid in northwestern Syria and accomplished their mission in grand style. He ignited his vest, killing himself and the three children. His body was mutilated by the blast. The tunnel had caved in on it in addition. But test results gave certain, immediate, and totally positive identification. It was him.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The National Weather Service says California could experience a historic wind event this weekend, and that is hampering efforts to fight fires both in Northern and Southern California. The National Weather Service's Spencer Tangit.
Currently, we're seeing winds really starting to ramp up in the higher elevations of Sonoma and Napa counties. We're already starting to see wind gusts reaching 70 to 80 miles per hour. And with one site very close to the Kincade Fire having a gust of 80 miles per hour.
That's in the northern part of the state. PG&E, the largest utility in California, has begun shutting off power for an estimated 2.3 million across 38 counties. Houston and Washington have now each won two games in the best-of-seven World Series. The Astros beat the Nats 8-1 Saturday night in Washington. Game 5 is tonight in D.C. President Trump is expected to attend. Game 6 is Tuesday night in Houston. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
A convicted Russian agent has been deported. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Maria Butina was deported Friday by the United States after serving a prison sentence. She arrived the next day in the Russian capital at the airport, declaring to reporters she has no desire to ever go back to America. The gun rights activist had tried to infiltrate conservative U.S. political groups and promote Russia's agenda around the time that President Trump was just taking office. She had been in custody since her arrest in July of 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you've ever wondered what you'll look like 20 years from now, researchers in Europe may have an example. John Clemens reports.
After interviewing more than 3,000 office workers for their study on ergonomics, researchers have built a life-size dummy they named Emma, who suffers from a hunchback, swollen limbs, and bloodshot eyes. Dr. Aaron Donaldson of the Dallas-based Executive Medicine of Texas tells us Emma could be the future you.
These are things in the health industry that we know about and are worried about. And as a younger physician, it's something my generation has been fairly concerned about, this whole sitting is the new smoking mentality. People really listen a lot harder when they can see a picture of what their life might look like years down the road, and that's exactly what the Emma doll is doing. It's showing you what your life will look like if you don't make a change now.
I'm John Clemens.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. It's hour number two of the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me today, none other than my good friend, Brian Snow, Snowman in the Morning, Dorfman in the Morning, taking your calls, taking your thoughts, your opinions, 1-800-878-7529. As we get into week 8 of the NFL, Snowman, it's here, halfway through the season after the day. Unbelievable stuff, my friend, and you know what? We're going to break it all down here, my friend. So, are you excited to talk some NFL football?
I'm ready to talk some football.
You know what? Like I said earlier, obviously Drew Brees coming back for the New Orleans Saints. And I think it's interesting because Teddy Bridgewater's had such great success. But we all knew that when Drew Brees was ready to go, it wasn't like this guy had to worry about his job like some other guys. You know, it's like Cam Newton. Obviously, if Kyle Allen continues what he's doing, there's no way that he sees the field again, Snowman.
No, he doesn't see the field again. And I said that Newton doesn't see the field again, no matter how well Kyle Allen does or not. I think Newton's time in Carolina is done.
I agree, man. Anyways, we're just getting loose. A lot to get into in the NFL here in hour number two of Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. He's Brian Snow. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back, everybody.
28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Well, luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors, so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top all of it off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. So whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting SMART to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting SMART to 84888. That's S-M-A-R-T to 84888.
Murray in the gun. Two receivers right, two to the left, including Fitz is in the slot. And now they shift everybody around. First and goal on the four. Fitz in motion left to right. Shotgun snap. Murray rolls to the right. Throws near side to Fitz. Caught! And he's into the end zone for the touchdown!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Oh, that is awesome. Welcome back in, everybody. He's Brian Snow. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us 1-800-878-7529, or you can just hang out and listen to us talk about the sports world. Snowman, before we get into things, I'm just going to run through all the games from today. And again, in about 15 minutes or so, we are going to hook up with Dale Hellestray, former three-time Super Bowl champion with the Dallas Cowboys. Seahawks are at the Falcons. Eagles are at the Bills. Chargers at the Bears. Giants at the Lions, Buccaneers at the Titans, Broncos at the Colts, Bengals at the Rams, Cardinals, who you just heard Kyler Murray playing at the Saints, and Drew Brees is back, but no Alvin Kamara there. Jets playing the Jaguars, Panthers playing your San Francisco 49ers, Browns playing the Patriots, and then the Raiders and Texans going at it, and then the Sunday Nighter, Green Bay and Kansas City. Look, man, we got a great day of football action when you look at it. And I just kind of want to go around a few things with you. Let's start with quarterbacks. As far as the young guns go, like the Lamar Jacksons of the world, the Kyler Murrays of the world, the Jacoby Brissetts of the world, who are you all about right now? Because I got a couple guys that I really, really like.
You know what? I'll start with a team familiar to not only myself, but my beautiful wife, Jacoby Brissett, and the Indianapolis Colts are playing dynamite right now. They inexplicably lost to the Raiders at home. They got it out of the way. Brissett has been playing terrific. Since he's been given the keys to the Colts offense, he has run it very well. And it's helped that they've also gotten healthy.
You know, they have been built for success. When you look at how they have formed that team, they obviously went out and got a pretty solid offensive line for Andrew Luck. And, you know, they got Marlon Mack running the ball. They got T.Y. Hilton catching the ball. He's got a pretty solid tight end. In general, I think that the Indianapolis Colts were in a lot better shape than people thought they were when Andrew Luck decided to call it quits.
Yeah, they are. They were in a lot better shape than people gave him credit for, number one, when Luck did retire. And two, they're getting better. They now have first place in the AFC South. They're going to see Houston again. Absolutely, they're going to see Houston again. But that big win last weekend against Houston could lead to this being a trap game for them, but I think the Colts will be on their game.
I think they'll play well against the Broncos. Obviously, the Broncos made that trade. Emmanuel Sanders no longer there for Joe Flacco, who, by the way, has been just atrocious, obviously, for the Denver Broncos early on in the season. But I just think that they're a little bit in a bad spot right now. And that kind of brings me to a question for you. Where are you on John Elway? What do you think his future is there in Denver?
I'm going to hate saying this, but I think John Elway has to go. He's a good football mind, a good football mind. But in that situation where you have to tear it down and rebuild, you need a great football mind in the position that he's in to get it done.
No, I'm with you. I think it's like, you know, you look at guys that have had success as players, right? I mean, obviously the Super Bowl ring for him and all that stuff. And then you go and you try to translate that as far as going into the front office. And sometimes it just doesn't work. I mean, I can give you a great example here. Think about the great one. The great one, Gretzky, you know, he came to Arizona to do things with the Coyotes, and then bam, he doesn't wind up being as good as he was on the ice, off the ice. And at the end of the day, man, these guys were able to do certain things that normal people can't do. So ultimately, it doesn't necessarily transfer very well once you go from the field to the upper higher ups. And hey, it is what it is, and I think that Denver will figure it out over time. But I do think that they're in a little bit of a tough spot right now. Hey, let's keep it rolling. Let's talk a little 49ers, man. I mean, they are out of the gates, really, really good. We've talked about it a little bit. Jimmy G now has himself Emmanuel Sanders to throw the ball to, a legitimate number one wide receiver. I think that helps them big time on offense. We know about that defense. They're doing it with a no-name running game, and you and I talked about this earlier in the year, earlier in the week. And if you don't know who these guys are now, you're going to know who they are by the end of the season. But talk about your 49ers a little bit, man. They do have a tough matchup with Kyle Allen and the Carolina Panthers, who are coming off of a bye week and playing pretty well with him as the starter. So how do they get ready for this game?
The no-name running game is the first thing that you mentioned. And if you don't know them, you will know them. Tevin Coleman and the darkest of the dark horses, I feel, undrafted rookie Matt Breida, who's now in his third season with San Francisco. I had a chance to see Matt Breida play at Georgia Southern, and when he walked on to the Niners and became their number two running back, I knew he would be one of their centerpieces, and he is one of their centerpieces. If you go back a few weeks to the game that he had against the Cleveland Browns, broke off an 83-yard run against what was supposedly a good defense. The running game is going to be the key for the 49ers. The Panthers are going to try to take that away from Frisco and put the game in the hands of Garoppolo. Garoppolo is due for a breakout game. Will he have it against the Panthers? I believe he will. It's Garoppolo starting a full season for the first time, and on top of that, he's coming back from a horrific injury. So there's going to be a learning curve with Garoppolo.
I don't disagree with that at all. And I think, you know what, he's a very capable quarterback. And speaking of capable quarterbacks, Carson Wentz going on the road to play the Buffalo Bills, who are playing extremely well. They're out of the gates at 5-1, and the Eagles are kind of struggling. They're 3-4. And I kind of expected this because he isn't throwing to the greatest receivers right now. They're a little bit banged up at that spot, but it's kind of interesting because there's two guys that can throw to anybody, and that's obviously Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. But Carson Wentz, a guy that was, you know, had his name in the hat for MVP a couple seasons ago, he doesn't look nearly like the same guy, does he?
He doesn't. The injury is a part of the reason, and the fact that I don't know if anybody else notices this, but with Wentz now not having Nick Foles behind him, he looks a little more confused in running that offense.
Yeah, and then when you have to go to Josh McCown, right, if you're going to get banged up, you got to go to him. It's nowhere near the same type of thing. And I think what's really hurting the Eagles, I just don't think that their running game, they everybody seems to do this. They have like this two-headed monster, right? And they have a two-headed monster with Howard and Sanders, and I feel like they got to make a little bit more of a decision and say, hey, I'm going to go with this guy as my primary guy. And I just feel like their running game, they're splitting it up too much right now, Snowman.
They are. And there's no consistency being developed with the Eagles running game, and it's hurting them. It's hurting them big time.
What about Josh Allen on the other side for those Buffalo Bills, man? I mean, you can say what you want about some of the other quarterbacks from his class, but this guy is kind of showing out a little bit, isn't he?
He is. He's really got it together and has that Buffalo Bills team. Thinking of the days of the late 80s and the 90s with the K-Gun with Jim Kelly and company, there's a long way to go this season. I'm liking Josh Allen and the way he's playing right now. I'm liking it.
Yeah, thinking about those days with Thurman Thomas and those guys, man, it was pretty unbelievable and what Jim Kelly was able to do, getting those guys the Super Bowl after Super Bowl, but never winning the big game. It was pretty impressive back in the day. I do hear the music. We're going to take a pause for the cause. On the other side, like I said, we're going to hook up with three-time Super Bowl champion Dale Hellestray from the Dallas Cowboys here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Brian Snow. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Josh Allen, alone in the backfield, takes the snap. Looks down the middle. Looks left. Looks for John Brown. Gets separation. Makes the catch at the 10. Into the end zone. Touchdown. There's a flag on the play. Touchdown, Buffalo.
Pass interference. Defense, number 27. That penalty's been declined. Touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
MoneyNow 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
First down and goal, San Francisco from the 1. 10th play of the drive coming up. Garoppolo on the quarterback sneak, surges ahead into the end zone. Touchdown, San Francisco.
Cobb in a slot on the right, out of the gun. Prescott play action, got a man wide open to the middle. That ball is caught by Jalen at the 5, and he walks in easy for the first Dallas touchdown of the year.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Brian Snow, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Weekend Edition. You can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. We are now going to be joined by former 3-time Super Bowl champion from the Dallas Cowboys, also played with the Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens, did play his college ball at Southern Methodist University, and does a local show here in Phoenix, Arizona on 1580 The Fanatic and 99.3 The Fanatic. Now joining us, my good friend, Dale Hellestray. Good morning, Dale. How are you, buddy?
Well, good morning, Andy. Long time no talk, but it's good to hear your voice.
Hey, it's always good to hear your voice, and you know I love talking to you about football, and you know what? We might as well start with your Dallas Cowboys. Why not? Let's get a good start there, as the season has kind of been a little bit interesting for the Dallas Cowboys, right? I mean, they haven't gotten out of the gates extremely well, but nobody has in that division. So what are your thoughts as they are on a bye week? I know they're on a bye week, but that's kind of maybe a good thing at this point, isn't it, Dale?
Well, you can look at it two ways. Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat.
That's all right.
You can look at it two ways. Obviously, the way they dominated Philadelphia last weekend, sometimes you want to continue to play because you're on a little bit of a roll. But, you know, it's almost the middle of the season. Always good time to get a little rest for your body and make that push for them. What works out nice is then they're going to have a couple games and you have Thanksgiving and they get kind of a mini bye to push them into December. But I think it's going to be really, really interesting, that NFC East. Obviously, the Redskins are out of it. I would believe the Giants are out of it. You got the Eagles and the Cowboys, and the Eagles certainly have not impressed very much this season.
No, they've looked pretty bad. Snowman, jump in, introduce yourself to Dale Hellestray, and throw him a question.
What's up, Dale? Good to meet you. Brian Snow here.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, you talked about, well, I'll just go ahead and say it. We spoke about how total the NFC East is, and it's in the hands of the Dallas Cowboys. It's their division. Do you believe it's their division to lose?
Oh, I definitely believe it. The way Philadelphia is playing, I think that NFC East, I mean, if Dallas doesn't win the division, Jason Garrett will not be back, and that's unfortunate because he's a good friend of mine. But I think it is definitely their division to lose.
You know, that's an interesting point you just brought up, Dale. And we are speaking with Dale Hellestray, former 3-time Super Bowl champion with the Dallas Cowboys. Jason Garrett and Jerry Jones have a pretty interesting relationship, if you ask me. What happens if things do go bad relatively soon? Do you see a change before the end of the season, or would he stick it out with Jason Garrett no matter what?
You know, unless they go on a 4 or 5 game losing streak, I don't see him making a change, that being Jerry Jones, during the season. But if they don't make the playoffs and at least win a playoff game, I can definitely see Jerry making a run for maybe a Lincoln Riley, something like that, because Jason Garrett's been around there a while, and while there's been a couple seasons where they've been pretty good, more often than not, they're just mediocre. And got to remember, Jerry decided not to extend Jason Garrett's contract last offseason, so this is the last year of Jason's contract.
Well, and I think it's interesting, too, because obviously you've got Amari Cooper that you got to pay coming up soon. You've got Dak Prescott that you're going to have to make a decision on. Where are you with Dak Prescott?
Boy, that's a tough one. You know, I mean, in the way they've built their offense, he's really, really good. And I always, whether it's a coach, whether it's a quarterback, whatever position it is, I see so many people make a change just to make a change. I always say, well, what's a better option? Is there something better out there than Dak Prescott? And I don't think there's anything better out there that would be available.
I don't disagree with you. Go ahead, Snowman. Jump back in.
You know something? Dak Prescott has been the central figure of contract talks with the Cowboys. They just got done paying Ezekiel Elliott what he's worth. In my opinion, Prescott this year has been up and down, and you said it's a tough one for yourself, the way you think if Prescott should be paid. What would Prescott have to do to seal up a new contract for the Cowboys?
Well, I think that's it's pretty apparent. I mean, lead this team to the playoffs and have some success there and be focal point of their offense. And again, I think he's fully capable of doing that. We've seen what he can do with that offensive line, with the running game, and all that at his disposal. Now it's just a matter of him going out there, and then finishing at 11-5, something like that, and on a roll going in the playoffs and win a playoff game.
That is the voice of Dale Hellestraith, former three-time Super Bowl champion with those Dallas Cowboys that we're talking about right now. And let's kind of go around the NFC a little bit. What are your thoughts on New Orleans as they have Drew Brees coming back into the lineup? Alvin Kamara still out of the lineup, but, I mean, what a remarkable job Teddy Bridgewater did running things for them. It's kind of a nice luxury to have a guy like Teddy Bridgewater as your backup quarterback, and Drew Brees coming back into the mix. It's a good thought to know that if he doesn't do well and he struggles, you can go right back to Teddy Bridgewater and not miss a beat, Dale.
Well, it's interesting with New Orleans. I'm, for one, pretty surprised that he's coming back today. I would have thought with a bye for New Orleans next week that they'd have given that thumb this week and next week to heal. But obviously Drew Brees knows his body better than any of us do. And if he feels comfortable out there and he's throwing the ball as accurate as he was before the injury, you got to trust him on that. But, yeah, in this day and age, to have a backup quarterback on your team that can go out and win football games for you, that is a luxury.
Hey, let's flip it around and let's talk about the Arizona Cardinals for a quick minute here. Obviously, winners of three straight, Kyle Murray and Cliff Kingsbury seeming to have some success the last 3 weeks. I don't necessarily think they have the same type of success in New Orleans just because it's a really tough place to play. They're going to be jacked up to see Drew Brees back out on the field. But what can you say about the progression of Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury?
Well, I think what's been really apparent is they both been able to adjust on the run, and started off a little bit slow, and now they've won three in a row. I think the entire team, and I've been on teams like that. I've been on a 2-14 Buffalo Bills team and a 4-12 Bills team, and then come back the next year and you win a couple games, you start gaining a little bit of confidence, and everybody plays better. And a lot of times what happens is when you're losing football games, you're standing on the sidelines in the fourth quarter and standing there and saying, who's going to screw this up? All of a sudden you start winning a few games, and it's, well, who's going to win this game for us? So it's just a completely different mindset, and you're kind of seeing that with Arizona. You're right. I mean, I don't know if there is a tougher place to play than the Superdome when it's rocking and rolling and the Saints are good.
No, I'm with you. Snowman, jump back in.
How about the 49ers? How do they look to you so far?
Well, they look undefeated to me. Everybody keeps on trying to find reasons that, oh, they haven't played anybody. Oh, their schedule's been weak. You know, are they for real? And all I know is that they're 6-0, and they've beaten everybody that's been on their schedule.
Absolutely.
Jimmy G is starting to prove that the reason they signed him that long-term contract, they got a ferocious defense. I think this NFC West is going to be fascinating to watch down the stretch with the Niners, Seahawks, and Rams.
All right, Dale, we'll let you out of the gate with this. Go ahead, Snowman. If you got something else, go ahead.
You talked about which team has been a disappointment for you, Dale?
Well, I think of a team that you thought had a chance to be decent and be in the playoff hunt, I think you got to look at the Atlanta Falcons. And I just I don't think they've ever recovered from giving up that big lead to the Patriots in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Sitting there 1-6, they got some big name players who just aren't playing up to their name.
Hey, give us one good surprise that you've seen this far.
Well, one good surprise. I'd say the New England Patriots, but I don't think anything they do surprises. You know what? The Buffalo Bills, sitting there 5-1, feeling good about themselves. Buffalo's a tough place to play, and I know as they win more games, more fans come out. Really tough to win up in Buffalo, but I think Buffalo's a very pleasant surprise this year.
No, I'm with you 100%. And I'd even throw in the Indianapolis Colts in that mix with what Jacoby Brissett has been able to do early in the season. Dale, we're up against it. Appreciate you taking time out with us. And you know how much I love talking to you. So we'll have to do it again real soon.
You got it.
Thank you, Dale.
You too. Dale Hellestray, former 3-time Super Bowl champion with the Dallas Cowboys, breaking it down for us. And Snowman, we've had a pretty star-studded guest list today with Brett Boone and then obviously now Dale Hellestray, my friend. So that's the way
we do it here
on the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. He's Brian Snow. I'm Andy Dorf. When we come back on the other side, we're going to break down each and every game, give you our thoughts and opinions on who takes the game that is about to happen here at 10 o'clock, at least for me, here on the Pacific Standard Time Zone. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. Brian Snow, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
This is Dorfont Sports.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Looking to throw. There's Kittle wide open. Kittle in Denver territory. Kittle is gonna go. Touchdown. 85 yards.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Brian Snow, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. So much to get into in the NFL, but it's come to the time where we do our picks of the day, and obviously we'll get to that San Francisco 49er game as they have the Carolina Panthers coming to town, and they're playing pretty inspired football behind Kyle Allen, so I'm interested to see how that all works out. But let's start out with the Atlanta Falcons, who are playing host to the Seattle Seahawks, and you know what? I'll tell you what. Russell and them had a little bit of a fallback last week, but I do expect them to rebound pretty well. The Falcons just got rid of Mohamed Sanu, which I don't understand. They just give him to the New England Patriots, give that guy Tom Brady another weapon, and take one away.
Yeah,
and they take one away from Matty Ice or whoever's throwing for them because of obviously the injury that he had last week. But I like the Seahawks, man. I'm sorry. I think that they get real healthy here, and they take a nice victory on the road in Atlanta.
It's going to be a wipeout in Atlanta. I hate to say this for Falcon fans, but you don't want to face Russell Wilson after a loss, and Atlanta faces Russell Wilson after a loss. I have the Seahawks winning this one 34-13.
All right, I'm with you, man. I just think the Falcons are terrible, and it's only a matter of time before Arthur Blank decides, hey, Mike Smith, you got to go, man. Here's your pink slip.
Yep.
So the Eagles are at the Bills, and we've talked a little bit about the Bills today. We talked a little bit about the Eagles today. I do think this is going to be a tough-fought game, but I like the Bills in a real tight game, maybe a field goal, maybe even less. I just like Josh Allen. I think the kid's a winner, and I think that Carson Wentz, depleted at the wide receiver spot. We talked about the lack of a running game, and we know how good that Buffalo Bill defense is. I think this spells trouble for the Eagles, man. I like the Bills.
I like the Bills also. That defense is really coming together, and the offense is coming together at the right time. Josh Allen is a playmaker. Y'all heard the Snowman say it on my morning show. I'm going to say it again. Josh Allen is a playmaker. I had my doubts at the beginning, but this team is coming together at the right time. This is going to be a defensive struggle, though, but Allen makes the right plays. Bills 17, Eagles 14.
And they got John Brown, who can make some serious catches for them and big plays. And then they got old man Frank Gore still running the football for them, man. It's unbelievable.
The inconvenient truth. You got to love it.
It's unreal, man. Chargers are playing another team that I know you like, the Chicago Bears, who have obviously gotten out of the gates, up and down a little bit. Their offense, I'm not sold on it. They've made some changes there. No more Jordan Howard, and I think that they're missing him a little bit. They do have a really nice receiver in Robinson, but I think their quarterback is obviously the problem there. Their defense, we know how good they can be. And to be honest with you, this might be a pretty good sign to see the Chargers, who are coming into town at 2-5 and struggling a little bit. They haven't found themselves either. I like the Bears at home, man. I think they get it done, and it might be another close game. You're looking at a field goal, maybe 4 points or so.
I think the Bears are going to make more than enough plays to win this game. Love my hometown Chicago Bears. They win this one 23-16.
And Keenan Allen will be back on the field playing for Phillip Rivers, so a really nice target for him to be throwing to.
Right.
Lions are at home against the Giants. Lions, I'm telling you what, bro, if there's a team that has more lumps and bruises, I don't know who they are. The Lions seem to be like they just have the worst things possible happen to them at the worst possible
time.
But it is a nice welcome sight to see the 2-5 Giants come into your house. I like the Lions today, and this could be one of those games where they win by a couple of touchdowns. I think Stafford has a big day, Galladay has a big day, and they got a new running back playing for them because Johnson's going to be out the rest of the season. Don't sleep on their running back, Ty Johnson. I think he'll have a decent game too. So I like the Lions at home, man.
I don't know about this one. Have you ever had those kind of games where you could flip one way and flop the other? This is one of those for me. You're right about the Lions. The Lions remind me, anybody who's old school with movies will know this reference, the Bad News Bears. Remember those guys? That's
course.
The Detroit Lions. At the same time, a little piece of that can fall to the New York Giants. Daniel Jones is in the process of getting his act together. I will trust the Giants on the road 24-20.
See, I don't trust Daniel Jones, especially after that performance that he had against the Arizona Cardinals, man. He was taking care of that football like it really didn't mean too much to him. But, again, we'll see what happens. That's why they play the games. I just think Matty Stafford will make enough plays and get it done. Buccaneers playing the Titans, and you know what? Tannehill, say what you want about the guy, man. He finds ways to win, and they've got themselves an interesting problem there at quarterback, to be honest with you. But on the other side, Jameis Winston, it's kind of like the same thing, man. This guy's up and down like a roller coaster, but they are pretty decent on the road. So I think this is a tight game, but I like the Titans after that goal line stand that they had against the Chargers to kind of give them a little bit of a lift and maybe make a little bit of a push now. I'm taking the Titans at home.
I agree with this one. I take the Titans at home as well. That goal line stand against the Chargers should give them a lift and should bring them a victory today. I like the Titans 27-17.
Broncos at the Colts. We talked a little bit about this. These are two teams obviously heading in different directions. Jacoby Brissett leading the way. Nice running game with Marlon Mack, a great wide receiver with T.Y. Hilton, a great tight end to throw to as well. I like these guys. I really do. I think they're one of those teams that are going to push in the playoffs come time when that happens. I like the Colts, and you know what? I think that they could win this game kind of running away.
They are going to win this game going away. Brissett and the Colts are playing well, and as I mentioned earlier in the program, they also are healthy. Marlon Mack is dynamite at running back. You've got the great T.Y. Hilton at wide receiver, and not one, not two, but three very capable tight ends to throw to. Remember, Jack Doyle had a lacerated kidney, and he missed six games last year. So he's just feeling his way back into the offense. This offense is dynamite, and they're coming together right at the right time. I like the Colts in this one, 31-14.
Bengals at the Rams are actually in Wembley Stadium in London. I think the Rams kind of figured things out a little bit. Jared Goff has just too many damn weapons not to have success, and we know how lousy the Bengals are. I think that the Rams win this one very convincingly, and we start talking a little bit more about the Rams after Week 8.
Yep, I think so too. 37-10. The Bengals are lousy. They're not going to get rid of Andy Dalton. They're not going to seat him and get him ready for another team. But I think Andy Dalton needs a change of scenery. This one's all Rams, 37-10.
Yeah, and there's a kid that's playing behind him, Ryan Finley, who is a local product here from Phoenix, Arizona, obviously finished his career at NC State. But I'll tell you what, I saw this kid play for a long, long time, and he's going to get an opportunity sooner or later, and we'll see if it happens to be this week. Cardinals playing the Saints. We've talked a little bit about this one. Drew Brees back. No Alvin Kamara. But I don't think it matters much. I like the Saints, and I think they make a nightmare of a day for Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury.
34 points for the Saints today. Drew Brees, or as I like to call him, Cool Brees, is back in the lineup. You got a very capable backup in Teddy Bridgewater. And don't forget the wild card called Taysom Hill. He's going to fill in for a lot at Kamara at that jack of all trades running back quarterback position. I like the Saints 34-20.
Yeah, he's such a dynamic player, and what a nice weapon to have. I mean, this is that's the beauty of Sean Payton, man. He just figures out how to use guys in special ways. Jets are playing the Jaguars. I like the Jaguars. I can't like the Jets after Sam Darnold talking about seeing ghosts and things along those lines. And I know people made a big deal out of that, but ultimately, Sam Darnold has been a disappointment. I'm sorry, but Pac-12 quarterbacks are usually a disappointment when it comes to the NFL. But with that being said, Gardner Minshew mania is continuing. I like the Jaguars, man.
I like the Jaguars also. I think they win it by 10, 27-17. When you say that you're seeing ghosts and everyone catches it and throws it back in your face, I don't know how you get over that, and I don't know how the Jets get over that. I like the Jaguars.
Panthers and the 49ers. I know this one's near and dear to you. The 49ers still undefeated, 2-0 at home, 4-0 on the road. I think that's huge. Panthers, they're 3-0 away too, man. This is a pretty good football team now that Kyle Allen is leading the way. I'm going to shock you here, man. I think the Panthers figure out a way to win. Too much Christian McCaffrey, too much Kyle Allen making good decisions to those receivers, whether it's Samuel or somebody else. I think the Panthers go on the road. They go to Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, and they shock the 49ers. They get it done in a tight one.
It's going to be a tight one, and this could possibly be a playoff preview. This could go either way, but the Panthers have seen good defenses this year, but they have not seen a defense as savage as the 49ers. Now, I'm taking nothing away from the Carolina Panthers, absolutely nothing. I love Christian McCaffrey. I loved him at Stanford. Kyle Allen is playing dynamite, but they're going to see a front four that is so fast, it's going to force Kyle Allen to make some quick decisions, and I believe it's also going to force him to make some mistakes. I like the 49ers, and they win 20-17.
Hasn't made many mistakes so far. I don't know if he's made any, but we'll see if that does happen. Browns playing the Patriots. I like the Patriots, man. I'm sorry, but I'm not a fan of Baker Mayfield at all, and I love Tom Brady.
Nope.
Doesn't matter who he's throwing to, and now he gets a new guy in Mohamed Sanu. It's just unbelievable, and they have good news because Josh Gordon is not going to be out for the whole season, so I like the Patriots, man.
The Patriots went going away. I wouldn't be surprised if this game's over at halftime. I like the Patriots, 45-10.
Raiders and Texans are going at it, too. This will be a fun one. Raiders have played a little bit better than I think people thought. Texans, they've been a little bit up and down, but they do play at home, and they play pretty well at home. I like the Texans at home.
J.J. Watt and company, Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, and that Houston Texans offense, after a stinging loss in Indianapolis, they'll figure it out. I, too, like the Texans.
All right, Packers and Chiefs, that's the Sunday night game, and it was a lot more sexy if, obviously, Patrick Mahomes was playing, but he's not going to play. He's been ruled out, which I think is a very smart decision by the Kansas City Chiefs. Yep. You don't mortgage your future on something like this, but Aaron Rodgers coming off of a perfect game for the Green Bay Packers. I think they go into Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri, and they beat the Chiefs. And you know what? They keep this thing rolling. They'll be 7-1 and 3-0 on the road will be the Green Bay Packers after they take care of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Go back a couple of weeks and look at the blueprint the Indianapolis Colts laid down to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. You take their offense off the field and you possess the football. Aaron Rodgers is one of the best at possessing the football for his offense. I, too, like the Packers, and I like them winning by double digits. Packers 34, Chiefs 24.
Nice. Dolphins and Steelers is the Monday night, or I don't even know if we should be talking about it, but it's the Monday night football.
I was just going to ask if we actually have to pick this game.
I got to go with Pittsburgh, man. I just have to because the Dolphins are just that bad.
Pittsburgh at home, and we're all asleep by halftime. It's going to be Pittsburgh running away.
I'm with you 100%, man. That's crazy stuff. I mean, it's amazing how there's so much mediocrity at some point, parity at some point, and then just god-awful with the Dolphins and the Steelers at that matter. But anyways, I do hear the music. Means we got to take one final pause for the cause. We come back with our parting shots for the day. He's Brian Snow. I'm Andy Dorf. You've been hanging out right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Here's McCaffrey angling left. He scores a touchdown over left tackle.
So what do they dial up on third and 10? T.J. Jones goes left. Luke Wilson goes left. Galladay goes right. Zach Zenner in the backfield to the right of Stafford. 5:19 to go in the game. Clock will start on the snap. We're tied at 13. Play clock at 2. Matthews got it. Blitz comes. They pick it up. Stafford throws. It is end zone. Caught! Oh, baby, what a catch! Kenny Galladay, you're a freak! What a catch!
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
You buy nice drinks, mister, but you talk so much.
Hey, Mac, two more over here.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Got to thank my man Brian Snow for filling in, obviously, for my buddy Mike Wilson, who's on assignment. But truth be told, I've had a great time talking sports with you, Snowman. And guess what? You can catch me late night doing the NFL Rewind Week 8 on, obviously, Sports Overnight America. I start that at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. But at this time, it's parting shot time. Snowman, you are up.
This one's for you and for me. Last night proved something you and I spoke about on my show. Alex Bregman is the American League MVP. He put the Astros back in this series, and I believe he's going to have one of the bigger hands in winning it.
Hey, I don't disagree with that, and that's a good take. We'll see what winds up happening there. My parting shot is about, obviously, what we're going to see later on today. Aaron Rodgers playing against the Kansas City Chiefs. I understand he's not going to have, obviously, Patrick Mahomes on the other side. But here's the point. At the end of the day, you got to go out there and be that bad man that we all know you can be. And we'll see if it winds up happening there for them in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium. Snowman, real quickly before we get out of here, how can people check you out?
They can check me out Monday through Friday, snowmaninthemorning.com, as well as snowmanunfiltered.com. That's where I air my show 5 days a week. And after January, we're going to add an hour. It's 2 hours right now, 9 a.m. Eastern. And before the national championship game, we're going to add an hour. So much to get to, so much to get through. It's Snowman in the Morning, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern time.
Awesome stuff. Always got to say thanks to Dale Hellestray for joining us and Brett Boone. Scott on the other side for making it all possible. For Brian Snow, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.